This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. I, for one, am sick and tired of the smoke. For the what, fourth year in a row now? It seems like every year we hear from our state and national leaders how these wildfires are unacceptable and they're going to make big changes to help suppress them in the future. And then, of course, wildfire season ends and they just go back to diddling around to never get any meaningful changes done. But when the next wildfire season comes around, we'll hear from them once again telling us how they're going to fix the problem. They never will. Get timber crews back out in the forest cutting trees and clearing underbrush? Well, no, gee, we can't do that. We have to protect the one-eyed, back-strapped lizard or some other creature that they miraculously find in every tract of timber that's put up for sale. Throw in the spotted owl, the endangered butterfly and frog and flower, and it's a wonder we have any lumber at all for anything. Nope, in their opinion, it's better to just let it burn to the ground than harvest any of it at all. On that note, they argue how wildfire is great for the forest. Well, what's left of it, I guess. They argue how it's great for the animals. Well, those that didn't die in the fire, of course. And it's just plain great for the world as a whole. Well, I'll tell you what. I drove down to Redding the other day. What a sight that was. Between here and Weed, utter forest devastation, with many of the blackened dead trees still standing there after 2 years. Great use of our natural resources, and it'll frankly look simply awful for the next 20 years. How about driving down I-5? Torch timber as far as the eye can see. Cut it down while it's still salvageable? Ah, no way. The environmentalists will tie any timber sale up in court as long as they can until the wood becomes unusable. That's where we are today, while we hack and wheeze our way through another smoke-filled summer lost to time. Those in charge, well, they're more concerned with using the wildfires as a basis to push their climate change plan forward. Oh, you see, if we all go back to living like our ancestors did back in the Stone Age, the earth would cool and the wildfires would simply go away. Fat chance. What you will see in the future, now get ready for this, clear-cutting. Yep, that nasty word from years ago, clear-cutting. Basically cutting down every tree in a wide swath, which makes the forest look horrible, but gives them a chance for a large fire break. Oh, it won't be clear-cutting. It'll be a creative name like natural fire break or perhaps a managed suppressive open-air space. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.